I remember getting an injection on it one time off, and no, I'm not too sure what it was about. It could have been them smallpox. I'm not sure, but at that time the needles, you'd be dreading the needle that time, because the needles were like six inch needles compared to what they have today, and they would hurt you like. It was the same with the dentist. I mean, you dread going, you walk into a dentist and you'd have your teeth out and you wouldn't even know that they took them out, but that time the needles were vicious altogether.
Do you remember anything about the building inside or anything?
Well, I do. You kind of went through, for want of a better word, no, I'd call it a gate, and then you were kind of inside in the yard, and there were steps going up to it. And there was a woman, a grey-haired woman, on the left-hand side. I don't know whether I'm getting her mixed up. I think she was Mrs. O'Keefe. Either it was, that was her name, or else it was the woman over in the M Laundries. Another grey-haired woman, and I think I might be getting the two of them mixed up. But one of them was definitely called Mrs. O'Keefe anyway. And went in there, and it was all bench seats, like you see in a church now. And there was little hatches, and you kind of queued up, and you go up to the doctor, and you go in, and next you'd have to go over to the hatch, and they'd hatch you up, and the other one would hand out your bottle stuff, and off you went. Just gas.